Wake up, sunshine. Let me feel your warm sunlight on me.
Well, good morning. Can't have your high. Welcome to the midweek edition of the Evan Bray Show, and a big thanks to Tamara Cherry for taking the chair yesterday. I took an extra long weekend thinking, you know, this will be great. Enjoy maybe some late night bonfires. Maybe get the boat out. No, I shoveled snow and I got a cold. That's what I did over an extra day long weekend. But good to be back today and happy to have you join us. Well, the big news yesterday, and I was listening intently to that announcement that came down. We carried it live at 10 o'clock regarding the Snowbirds. So we will continue that discussion on the show this morning. I've got a few great guests. You'll hear from Moose Jaw's mayor in just a moment. Tourism Moose Jaw on the show, and a former commanding officer of the Snowbirds will join us as well. And then we want to hear from you, so we will go to open lines at 9:30 this morning. Also on the program today, experts are questioning if the provincial government's claim that extending the lifespan of coal plants will actually be the best investment for the province, rather than moving towards natural gas, for example. We've got a professor of economics at the University of Regina who specializes in Saskatchewan's electricity policy. He says there's one thing that a lot of people are forgetting about that is important in this cost discussion. We will have that chat a little bit later on the show. How about this new fad of pop-up weddings? So this is not, we're not talking about themed weddings. We're talking about pop-up weddings. The notion that basically you show up, think you're going to a barbecue or popping over for a visit to a friend's house, and surprise, we're getting married today. It's becoming a big trend. In fact, we've got a company in Saskatchewan that specializes in pop-up weddings. So we are talking a little bit about that. And I'm happy to introduce you to a bright, young, new leader in our province. The future of agriculture is in good hands with people like Carson Green. Carson is the recipient of the Agriculture Student Scholarship Grand Prize. He hails from Moss Bank, Saskatchewan. You are going to love this young man. He stops by for a visit a little bit later on in the show. All right, let's get going. Here is today's Big Talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show, the Big Talker.
Yeah, yesterday was the big announcement. Defense Minister David McGuinty in Moose Jaw to make the announcement, confirming that the aircraft the Snowbirds have been using will be retired at the end of this season, with no replacement expected to arrive until sometime in the 2030s. Insert head scratch here. I still am shocked that this transition can't be planned or couldn't have been planned a little bit more smooth. To me, I mean, fair enough. These planes that we've been using, these jets that we've been using, the Snowbirds have been using, have come to the end of their life cycle. We knew that. We knew that for the last number of years. However, what was touted as a good news announcement yesterday in Moose Jaw was, I mean, it had elements of good news. Don't get me wrong. The program staying in Moose Jaw, I think, is a positive. But there are a lot of people who join me in the criticism of the huge gap between the end of this season, 2026, when the Snowbirds will make their last flight in those jets, and before they're back up in the sky again, which could be 7, 8, 9 years. We don't know. I wanted to check in with James Murdoch. He's the mayor of Moose Jaw. Of course, this is a big part of the identity of this great community in Saskatchewan. And I'm happy to say we've got his worship, Mayor James Murdoch, joining me by phone. Mayor Murdoch, thanks for taking the call today.
Well, thank you, Evan, and good morning to you.
Good to have you here. I'm curious to know your reaction. You were there yesterday, obviously, for the announcement. Just maybe some thoughts.
Right. Well, Evan, yes, I had the opportunity to be present, you know, when Minister McGuinty made his full announcement. Bittersweet, mixed emotions. You know, it was a positive to hear that the tradition of the Snowbirds will continue for generations to come with a new plane, you know, the PC-21. But, yeah, it was, it was a different feeling knowing that following this 2026 season for the Snowbirds that essentially, you know, they will be grounded with the Tudor. So it mixed emotions, Evan.
I remember you saying, Your Worship, that you were hoping for an uninterrupted connection. It doesn't feel like we got that.
No, that's lacking. And, you know, I go back to 2021 when the federal government of that era, you know, committed, I think, approximately $30 million to allow the Snowbirds, more particularly the Tudor, you know, to continue performing and have life or longevity till 2030. And that, you know, they've decided to go in another direction, which I find a bit confusing, but we'll continue to work on that, Evan. A lot of questions.
Yeah, for sure. Did you get a chance, Mayor, to talk with people at CFB Moose Jaw yesterday in terms of what they think? Like, let's fast forward to the end of 2026. Obviously, this year there's a number of shows planned. But CFB Moose Jaw is much bigger than just the Snowbirds. We know that. What does 27, 28, 29, 30, what do those years look like for the base and for the city?
Right. Well, you know, for the base, you know, 15-wing CFB, you know, we realize that there is that strong commitment, you know, for the 25-year agreement with regards to Skyline and future aircrew training. That is monumental for the community of Moose Jaw. Short term, you know, the iconic Snowbirds, they symbolize national pride. And the best way I can explain it, Evan, is that, you know, they not only define national pride, community pride for Moose Jaw on a daily basis, but also for our province, great province of Saskatchewan, and our nation and country as a whole. So for those individuals, like I looked up on, you know, even if you go on the Snowbirds website, there's 33 trained professionals that you see photos of, all smiling, beaming with pride, knowing that come the end of this season of 2026, that will conclude. I know a few of the individuals said that, you know, they have to look at this as, let's do this right. Let's show what we mean to this country on a daily basis and see what 2027 brings.
We're chatting today with James Murdoch, who is the mayor of the city of Moose Jaw. Can you give us a sense, and I've actually got Tourism Moose Jaw coming up just after 9 for a quick chat, but can you give a sense, Mayor, of what that base does for Moose Jaw in terms of economic drive?
Oh, it's, you know, when you have Tourism Moose Jaw with Donna on the line there, she can likely give you more accurate stats than myself or figures, Evan. But I think just on a daily basis, you know, even when you're entering the city of Moose Jaw for the number one highway, you see the majestic Tudor that's proudly displayed. You know, that really gets people inspired when they see that. Mm-hmm. I go back to the days and, you know, even the year of, I believe it was 2019, the last full-fledged air show that took place at 15 Wing that brought in approximately 25,000 people for the event. That takes us back to the glory days of, you know, CFB when air shows were yearly and 40 to 50,000 people would roll into the city for a weekend. It's the Snowbirds are everywhere from coast to coast to coast. And here's how I look at it, Evan, and this is my opinion only, that there are two iconic symbols in our great nation of Canada that instill national pride. And as far as I'm concerned, two things that should continue forever. First one being the RCMP musical ride. That just, it brings out the greatness in people. And the second is our precious Royal Canadian you know, snowbirds. It's they're Canada. Those two entities are Canada, and you know, it's they're very powerful.
Chatting today with James Murdoch, Moose Jaw's mayor. Just a couple more questions before we have to say goodbye. But I wonder, do you trust, Mayor, the 2030s, early 2030s timeline that the federal government has given? Is the fact that the federal government has said they will stay in Moose Jaw, is that enough reassurance for you?
The whole procurement question, I think, still needs to be heavily looked into and answered, you know, by our federal government. Minister McGinty made that commitment that the snowbirds are part of Moose Jaw, that they always will remain in Moose Jaw. So that's reassuring. But the procurement side of things, you know, he said that, you know, that that can be sped up and that, you know, talks have already begun. So as you stated earlier, Evan, before, you know, you and I started conversing, can that gap be narrowed? You know, so I think there's still a lot of questions there that you know, that we do need firm answers on.
You know, there's lots of things. I was just talking with a friend about this the other day. I mean, yesterday, there's lots of things in Moose Jaw where the symbolism of those jets are embedded into the community of Moose Jaw. You can see it in logos. I mean, gosh, the Warriors logo, right? The Moose Jaw Warriors logo. So, I mean, right now, you know, we got a lot of emotion. We're feeling a lot of things. But as time ticks on, do you think, you know, I'm not suggesting a stray away from the focus on CFP Moose Jaw, 15 wing Moose Jaw, but will the design change in some of those things?
Very good question, Evan. Very good question. And, you know, with the, I guess, you know, official announcement yesterday, it's going to, you know, have to bring groups and entities together to firmly start talking about, you know, that exact same question that you just asked. You know, like I say, the snowbirds, they're embedded in us. And there's nothing better, Evan, than on a Sunday afternoon when they're arriving back into Moose Jaw after performing an air show and they fly down Main Street to let everyone know that they've made it home safely. Like, that's moving. So
I've heard citizens of your community, Mayor, say that is a chills moment, right? The moment that they are flying back home. I mean, your community and a couple of others that are in that fly zone have been treated to constant fly past, fly by, fly overs over the last number of decades.
Yeah, that's right. And Evan, I can proudly say that, yeah, you know, we're very fortunate and blessed to have, you know, the Snowbird Squadron based out of Moose Jaw, and that's their home. Mm-hmm. But because there's been, you know, talks going on basically going back the last 20 years on the uncertainty of the Tudor and that, I really do think, Evan, that it is something that we've never taken for granted, that we do cherish them. And I think that this is a time now that, you know, we all need to, you know, voice our opinion and on the importance of what, you know, the Snowbird Squadron remains to us as Canadians.
Mayor Murdoch, before I let you go, I don't know if you had the chance for a one-on-one with Defense Minister David McGinty, but had you have 30 seconds yesterday, what would your message have been to him?
I think, you know, I would have communicated, you know, thank you for confirming that, you know, the snowbirds will always be based out of Moose Jaw. But my main question would have been the procurement question, like, how's this going to come together? And why is the commitment from 2021 not being honored, you know, clearly stating that the Snowbird Squadron, you know, were safe and good to fly, you know, in the Tudor till 2030. Mm-hmm. So,
well, yeah. We'll keep the conversation going, Mayor. I appreciate your time and have a great Moose Jaw day.
Hey, thank you, Evan. Yeah, right. Appreciate this opportunity. All the best.
Moose Jaw's Mayor James Murdoch. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We've got a couple more guests talking about the Snowbirds, and then we open the lines to hear from you here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.